Fine. So, hello everyone, and welcome to this city and our university. My name is Teemu Vasama. I'm the chair of the student union here at the university, and on behalf of the student union, I want to warmly welcome you all to this wonderful city and wonderful university, and I really hope you have a wonderful time here in Jyväskylä. And congratulations on getting an exchange spot here at Jyväskylä. We have a really wonderful university, and I hope you enjoyed here. How many of you arrived yesterday? Okay, wow. So this is your first full day here at our city, right? How many of you have been to Finland before? Okay, nice. How many of you arrived in August? So you've been here a while. Okay, great. Is this a second exchange for some of you? Okay, wonderful. So there's a lot of different types of people here, probably from all over the world. I hope you get to know each other. I hope you get to know our local students here. At the Student Union, we're very excited to have you all here. It's one of the highlights of the year for me personally, to meet new students, particularly international students. I personally study Romance philology or French, so I work a lot with international students, and it's part of my sort of study program in itself. I've never been on exchange myself. I want to someday, and I hope to get there one day. An exchange is a really wonderful opportunity to meet new people, to learn new things about the world, to learn new things about yourself. It's a really challenging thing for some people, going to a completely new country, to a new city where you don't necessarily know anyone yet, but I'm sure you all have a wonderful time and meet new people. I'm here on behalf of the Student Union, as I said, and I'd like to say a few words about the union itself. So in Finland, each university has, by law, its own student union. All degree students are automatically members. You aren't automatically members, but I hope you all join the student union. And the student union is here purely for the students. We exist, the sole reason for our existence is so that we can help you in your daily lives with your studies. Here at Jyväskylä, our student union, for example, operates the Kortepohja student village. Does some of you live there in Kortepohja? Oh, quite many of you. Wonderful. So all those apartments, they're owned by the student union. They've been built for the past 50 years or so. So we basically operate an entire district of the city. And if you live in Kortepohja, you have to pay the student union fee. It's one service that we provide to all students who want to live there. Another thing we do is we operate our own student union house. It's called Ilokivi. Literally, it means happy stone or happy rock. There's a history behind that, but I won't get into that. It's right, I think it's that way, if you go to, if you know Agora, if you go that way, you will see a big, it's a very similar building to this one, made of sort of that red tile, also designed by Alvar Aalto, a very famous architect in Finland. So that's entirely owned by the student union. It's our own space, and you're always welcome to come there. We have our own lunch restaurant. You can eat there for a student price. And also our central office is located in the same building. So that's where, for example, you can contact Agi if you have any problems with your studies, for example. If you have any, if you want to, for example, loan many of the spaces or equipment we have, you can contact our member services secretary and so forth. So we have a lot of employees who are there just for you, just for all of our students. So please come and visit our house. Our building, I hope you enjoy it there. As I said, my fancy full title, in Finland we really like bureaucracy and fancy titles. My full title is the chairperson of the board of executives of the student union. And basically what I do is I lead the board. The board makes sort of daily decisions. We hire people, we give out grants and so forth. I lead the board and I lead the student union as the sort of student voice for this year. And the board is elected every year, so in the spring, if you're still here, you'll see some other face. I won't be here at that time. But I really, really hope you enjoy your stay here. I hope you will find the student union useful. We certainly hope so. We're here just for you. And I hope you meet wonderful new people and you really enjoy your stay here in Jyväskylä. And I know this is the first info session of the day, so there's a lot more to come. I'm just the sort of opening words here, so I let the next people speak, get to the real business. But I wanted to come here today to really welcome you all on behalf of the students. We have a really, really big voice here in Jyväskylä, and I hope you join us in that voice. Thank you, and welcome to you all.
Of Jyväskylä on behalf of the international office as well. Thank you, Teemu, for your kind welcoming words. This building has just been newly renovated. You are one of the first students to actually use this building as it was only opened here in August again after having been under renovation for a couple of years. So you are lucky, and so are we, to start this orientation in this very building. My name is Laura Laamanen, and I work at the International Office as an international coordinator, and I coordinate the Erasmus, ICEP, and Nordplus exchanges, and also I'm the coordinator for the visiting undergraduate students. And I would also like you to meet all of my colleagues from the International Office with whom you may be in contact with, so if you could all come up here and introduce yourselves.
Hello and welcome everyone. My name is Nora and I work at the International Office Info Desk. I've met quite a few of you already, but maybe you'll come visit me when you have some kind of things you don't know what to do about. So just come to the info desk in the second floor of the T building, so we'll try to find a solution to anything you might be wondering.
Hi everyone, and welcome on my behalf as well. My name is Anna-Greta Pekkarinen, and I work at the International Office for the summer. I've sent emails to probably most of you, so yeah. Welcome.
Hi everyone, and welcome on my behalf as well. It's really lovely to see all of you here, so many. My name is Sanna Patja. I work also at the International Office as an international coordinator, and I am responsible for the bilateral students, the first students, and the Becas Chile students. So I have been corresponding with quite many of you, and so if you come through these programs, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to come to see me.
And warm welcome on my behalf as well. My name is Agnes Storčić, and I work in the student union, just like Teemu does, and how he referred to me. I work there as a specialist in international affairs, so I would be your first contact person if you have any questions or problems. I take care of international affairs, as I said, and I also do development cooperation. That's also my sector. And together with Laura, we are responsible for the tutoring services that you have received. So I would be the contact person for that as well.
All right. Thank you very much. Now we will go into some practicalities about your student cards, discounts, this program, this orientation program, and some other issues as well. So thank you. Before we go into practicalities, there's just one reminder for all the ICEP students and Erasmus Plus Global Mobility students. Do I see some of you here? You can pick up your scholarship today from the University Shop Soppi and Sanna. The same thing goes for...
Yes, the same thing goes for the first students who have just arrived.
So hopefully you will remember to go to the University Shop Soppi today since your scholarship is there waiting for you. Take your ID with you, but now I will give the floor to Agi again.
Yes. So before we actually go on to the practical information, now that you know us and who is working in the international office and in general with you, together with you, we would like to get to know you a bit as well, because we have been emailing with you for a long time, but we want to know more about you, and probably you want to also get to know each other a bit. So we are going to play a little game. It won't be too difficult, I promise. I'm just going to ask some questions from you. And then if it applies to you, I would like to ask you to stand up and show yourself. And then people will know that that applies to you, that information. And then I thought that first we should look at where you are from. We are not going to go into too much details, but at least continent by continent. We can see where you are all from. So first of all, I think we have a lot of Europeans here. So do you want to stand up and show yourselves? Europe. Yes. Yes, indeed, a lot of you. Thank you so much. Most of you, sir. I guess there are not that many of you left, but let's see where the rest of you are from. So Asian students, please stand up. Yay. Very good. There's still quite a lot of you. Welcome. You came a long way. Thank you. Next, we should have some people from North America as well. Please. Yes, a handful. Nice. Yes, thank you. And we should have some people as well from South America. Yay! A handful of you. Nice welcome. Now you can also identify each other. And last but not least, I think we also have some students from Africa. Do we have them? Yay! Welcome! It was your 2 seconds of fame here, right in the beginning. Welcome. And I think we don't have anyone from Australia, but just to make sure that we are not leaving anyone out. Okay, no one from Australia this time. Okay, so now that we know where you are all from, I have some other questions to you. And we can start maybe... Yes. I would like to know who of you speak at least some Finnish already. Many of you have been to Finnish course, so I suppose so. Maybe some others as well. Yeah, quite good. Impressive. And then a natural next question, who of you are planning to study some Finnish or continue your studies? Much more, yes. Very good. And you will have really amazing chances to do that here. We have some really good courses for that. Let's move on. Yes. Is there anyone who haven't seen snow before? Yay. We do have an, yeah, but very soon you will be seeing snow. I can guarantee it. And maybe the last question of this type is, maybe you have seen that there are these black little things in the candy section of the shops, licorice. Who of you have tried it? Can you stand up if you have tried licorice, Finnish licorice? Yeah? And now those of you who actually liked it can keep standing. Yay! Well done, guys. I'm proud of you. Okay. And then the final type of questions. It would be also nice to see what you study. Again, we won't go into too much detail, so we won't go from subject to subject, but at least by faculty. So please, those who study on the humanities and social sciences, can you please stand up? Yes? Yeah, quite many of you. Who studies education or psychology? I think there should be a lot of you. Yes. Yeah? Thank you. Business people, business and economics. Good. What about mathematics and science? Okay, not that many of you this time. And again, I expect a large group, sports and health sciences. Okay. Maybe sports people are skipping this orientation. Yeah, but thank you for those of you who are here. And then last but not least, information technology. Yeah. Okay, some of you haven't found the rest yet, but now you know where they are. Okay, so now you kind of get an idea where the other students are from and what they study, and you can plan your first experience in the snow and all this now together. It was really nice to see a bit and learn a bit about you. But now I think we can go on, and with Laura we will tell you about a couple of things, some practical information that might be important for you to know right in the beginning.
Perfect, right. Thank you. So, this orientation program will continue until Friday, the 1st of September. And we really recommend that you take part in all the sessions and lectures, as the orientation program will really give you important information on studying and living in Jyväskylä. So please be present on all the lectures during this week. We will have a check-in desk again tomorrow morning from 8:30 to 9:30 if you missed the check-in desk yesterday, or if you need to have your arrival certificate signed. We can also do that tomorrow morning if you bring those papers with you. You can have a look at the entire program on our website, so you can keep... I wonder why... Oh, it's on freeze. Sorry, technical problems. Now you can see. The program is on our website, and I recommend you have a look at the program on our website to see what the entire program looks like. So all the sessions are listed here. And we will also put all the slides of the sessions on this website, and we will also have some video material of the sessions here on this website, so you can return to the sessions, either have a look at the slides or the videos of the sessions. The slides will be linked from the title of the session. It will be red or orange after we have put the slides here and linked it here. Today's program will continue with information on student housing here in Jyväskylä. Representatives from both Kortepohja and KOAS will be here. And after this session, we will have a session on the academic practices at the University of Jyväskylä. This might be one of the most important sessions during the orientation program for you. And then in the afternoon, from 2:30 onwards, you will have a campus tour led by your student tutors. Most of the faculty and departmental information sessions will take place on Thursday. You can have a look at the times and places, again, on the orientation program website. This is quite small on the screen, but you can return to this website then on your own and have a look at the times and locations. Most of the sessions are on Thursday. Actually, all of them are on Thursday, but the times and locations can be different, and at least for the locations, they are different. So have a look at them here on the orientation program website. If your department or faculty, for some reason, isn't on the list, you can always contact your faculty-level international coordinator. You can find a list of them on our website, and you can make then an appointment directly with them. Also, if you have any questions about your courses, you can also contact your faculty-level international coordinator. They will be your main contact for all the study-related questions. We have several student cafeterias here on this campus and on the other two campuses. There's also a cafe in this very building, and there are student cafeterias which serve lunch right close to us. Teemu already mentioned the student union-owned restaurant Ilokivi, but there is also another restaurant close by called Lotsi and Libri at the library. You can find the menus behind these links on the Sonatti website, which is one of the student restaurant companies here. All the menus are listed here in English, so you can have a look to see where you would like to go. And also for Ilokivi, which is the student union owned restaurant. Let's see if the link works. Here it is, and you can actually see a familiar face here on the website. And here is the campus map. We are now on the main campus, which is the oldest part of the campus, and it dates back to the 19th century. We also have campuses by the lake. On this side of the lake, we have the Mattilanniemi campus. And on the other side of the lake is the Ylistön Rinne campus. But they are all within a walking distance of each other. The orientation program takes place on this campus apart from the faculty or departmental information sessions, which can take place on the other campuses as well. And then to the student cards and Agi.
Yes. Yeah, so probably many of you are very interested in receiving your student cards. So a couple of words about that, how you can get your student cards. First of all, what is really important to remember, that in order to be able to order a student card, you actually have to be a member of the student union. So for you exchange students, otherwise joining the student union is voluntary. But remember that if you want a student card, you have to join. It's only for the members. So you have to join, and then once you join, as you know, you have to upload the receipt to the mobility online system, and then a couple of days from then, you should be able to order a student card. For ordering a student card, you will need your student number from this university or a personal identity code, depending on what kind of student card you would like to get. I will tell about it in a second. And of course, you will need a digital photo as well. The student cards can be then ordered from frank.fi, from that website. So about the type of student cards, there are three kinds of student cards from which we recommend you two. And that would be either the plain plastic student card, so that's actually a physical student card, cost 15 euro 10 cents, plus a euro delivery fee when they send it to your home address. And another kind of student card that we can recommend you is the digital student card, so the Frank app. I'm guessing not that many of you have the app yet, because at least those of you who arrived yesterday, who didn't participate to the language course in August, your study ride has started only yesterday, and you can only order a student card once your study ride has started. So from now on, maybe today afternoon or tomorrow, you can try to download the app if you want the app. Frank has notified us that they might need a couple of days after your study ride has started to be able to, for them to be able to see that you have actually a study ride. So maybe you will be able to download it only tomorrow. You can check from the website. Then there is one more student card that you will come across when you go visit the Frank website, and that's a plastic MasterCard student card. And this is something that we don't recommend, and you cannot actually have it. It's only available in Finnish and Swedish, so that's already a sign that it's going to make your life a bit difficult. It also means that the terms and conditions for the MasterCard will be only in those languages, so you cannot read them in English. And then you also actually need to have a Finnish passport or identification card, which you, I'm assuming, don't have. So this is not really an option for you. So please choose from the first two kinds. And if it asks from you in the system, choose that you are an exchange student. That's your option. The student card, if you order a plastic student card, it will be delivered to your home address here in Finland, so make sure that you give the address correctly. And we have, we use a validating sticker to the student card, and your card will come without this sticker. So your card won't be valid yet. You will have to come either to the student union, to Ilokivi, to get your validating sticker, or then you can go to T building, second floor, where the student services are. You can get the sticker from there as well. If you have a digital student card, a Frank app, you don't have to bother about any kind of stickers. When you download the app, it's valid. You can get your sticker from the student union every day from 12 to, or Monday to Thursday from 12 to 4, and on Friday from 12 to 3 o'clock. Tomorrow we will be in the opening fair, the student union will be in the opening fair in Agora, in another campus, so tomorrow is maybe not a good time to visit Ilokivi because it will be a bit empty, but do come to the opening fair and look around. And if you have any card-related questions, If your student number, you're using the right student number, you're using the right personal identity code, and still you are getting any kind of error message from Frank, then please contact Frank so they can check out in their system what is the technical problem that you might have. A couple of words otherwise about the discounts. So not many of you, but those of you who participate to the language course, you probably already have a digital student card or a plastic student card. You can use that for getting all kinds of discount. For those of you who don't have a student card yet, you can use the certificate of registration that you
could receive today morning from the check-in desk, you can use that piece of paper for receiving discounts in the student restaurant. So you always have to show that piece of paper or your student card or a Kela meal subsidy card to get the discount. The piece of paper, the certificate of registration, you will be only be able to use that until the end of September. So in the end of September, from that point on, you either have to have the Kela meal subsidy card or a student card. Keep that in mind. If you wish to travel long distance before you get your student card, there are different options you have. If you would like to use long-distance buses, you will need to go to the international office or the student services, both located in T building, second floor, and get Matkahuolto their own certificate. And with that certificate, ID photo, and 10 euros, you have to go to the travel center, and you will get Matkahuolto's own student card, which will be valid for your stay. So if you're here for one semester, it's going to be valid for one. And if you're here for a whole year, it will be valid for the whole academic year. If you would like to travel by train, you will need another certificate. And that certificate you can also get from the international office or the student services. The difference is that with this certificate you will be able to travel, so you don't need to get any other kind of card. It will be fine, but it's only valid for 3 months, so again, then you will need to get a student card later on. And many of you have heard about Onnibus, probably many of you have arrived with that. For Onnibus, you don't need any kind of certificate because Onnibus does not provide any student discount.
All of you have hopefully received your computer passwords and your username during the check-in desk. But if you missed the check-in desk this morning, like I mentioned earlier, we will have another check-in desk tomorrow morning from 8:30 to 9:30. We will be again here in the lobby of the C building. And even if you missed that, hopefully not, you can pick them up from the international office, but only during the times when we do not have any orientation program sessions, since we will be here during the orientation. Remember to bring your ID with you when picking up these, when picking up the computer passwords. If you have any problems with your computer password or username, please contact the IT services, which are located in the X building. It's right behind this building on the very same campus. Also, if you have registered, there shouldn't be any of you, but if there are some visiting students here who have registered after the 21st of August, we did not have your IT username and password today, and you can pick them up directly from the IT services, but this applies only for the visiting students if they registered a little later.
Okay, and last but not least, about student tutors, a couple of words. You have probably all met your tutor and they have helped you getting here. But I would like to mention a couple of words about the tutor tasks, so you know what kind of help you can get from your tutors. So after your arrival, your tutors are there to help you with a lot of different kind of practical issues with bureaucracies. You can ask your questions from them. So, for example, if you need to register yourself somewhere, you want a bank account, you need to visit a Migri office, for example, you can ask advice from your tutors. Within UVascular, your tutors can also go with you to different places, but please know that if you need to go to Migri, to one of their service points, your tutor is not able to come with you. Then they are here to help you with getting familiar with the university, the campus. They are also giving you a library tour and the city tour. What is, though, important to mention that when it comes to study-related issues, such as what courses you can take, can I take this course, fitting my study plan, those kind of issues your tutors cannot help you with. So with those kind of questions, please contact your faculty level coordinator who can help you with those. However, the tutor can help you, for example, showing you the Corpi system where you can register for courses. So in those things, they can help. And with student tutor related issues, you can always contact me. We have a lot of amazing tutors who do a wonderful job, but please, if there is any shortcoming, if you feel that there is any shortcoming relating to your tutor, or if you have any positive feedback or any questions, then please do email me and then we look into the situation.
And then if you have, oops, sorry, my microphone isn't on. Here we go. If you have any questions later on, you can find the international office in the T building, second floor. Our info desk is open from 9 to 3. This week you can also stop by a little bit later. Our doors will be open until 4. But then after the orientation in the future, we will be open until 3, our info desk. However, during the orientation program, our info desk will be closed whenever we have orientation program sessions. Your faculty level coordinators will help you with your course related questions, so please get in touch with them. You can find their contacts on our website. And for the student union, you can find their email address here on the slides as well, and can contact them for any student union related questions. But thank you for your attention. I only have one final reminder that has nothing to do with any practicalities. Well, kind of does. But if you haven't called home yet, please do so. I'm sure that your parents might worry if they don't know where you are and whether you've arrived safely. So this is just the final remark that I have today. Remember to inform your parents and your family and your friends that you have arrived safely. But thank you very much for all of you, and let's continue then to the session about housing.